Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Energy, passion, driving rhythm, as well as a feisty guitar solo.
Hey everybody, Patrick here. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to another episode of Rockin' the Suburbs here in the middle of August 2024 new music. And I want to thank everybody who's contributed. We're about to kick off our listener portions of the show. Jim and I both had a couple of picks Monday and Tuesday, so go back and listen to those if you want to hear what the old men liked in August. As I said, if you get your picks in Friday this weekend, we will make sure we get them aired. So I know we started a little early this month, but if you want to get them in, go ahead and feel free to do so. We'd love it. But we already do have a whole bunch of contributions that we'll be getting to starting today. And we're going to start today with Stephen Routledge, as we traditionally do. He is the one responsible for really getting this whole listener new music thing happening. And we'll always be indebted to him for that. Really means a lot. It's one of the most fun parts of our month when we put together the new music episode. Really learn a lot and pick up all kinds of new bands. And that's always a good thing. But first, before we dive into Stephen's call, I want to address an email that he sent talking about episodes 1937 and 1938 that were aired at the end of August. There were book nooks where Vasant, Remo Murthy, and I discussed the book on Creation Records by David Cavanaugh, The Creation Records Story, My Magpie Eyes Are Hungry for the Prize. We touched on a whole bunch of different topics in there, but Stephen wrote an email, and one point he addressed here is we were talking at one point about how important the music newspapers, weeklies were in the UK during this time. And Stephen says, quote, yes, the influence of NME and Melody Maker was huge at the time. During the mid-90s, I was buying and reading them religiously. He goes on to say, you're also right that a U.S. audience will probably never grasp just how big Oasis were here. I believe over 2 million people applied for tickets to the Nebworth gig back in the 90s. Also nice, Stephen writes, to hear some Ride love. I know Vasant's a big fan, and I learned a bunch about it too. And then he says, finally, not sure if this band cropped up in the book, but I really loved Arnold, one of Alan McGee's less successful pet bands. It appears only their debut EP, The Barn Tapes, is on the streamings. They had two albums, Hillside Album and Bahama, and some singles as well. Saw them very low on the bill at the Reading Festival in the 90s, and I was one of the few singing along to their songs. Thank you, Stephen, very much. I know he was right in the middle of the whole Creation Records thing when all those bands are happening. He was there buying and being a part of it, so it's great to hear his thoughts on that. All right, well, thank you, Stephen, for your thoughts very much. So that leaves us with one thing to do, and that is to kick off August 2024 new music, the listener portion, and we will do that now with Mr. Stephen Routledge. He's got it. The man, myth, and the legend, Stephen Routledge from Scotland. He's got it.
Hi Jim and Patrick, interns and fellow Rocking the Suburbs listeners, as well as Shadow. It's Stephen Routledge here, calling in from Stirling, with my new music picks for August. Whilst I'm tempted to say that just all of Nick Cave's Wild God album is the best new music of August, which it is by the way, I already picked one of the singles from that earlier this year. Instead, I'll start with some noisy, energetic 90s alternative influence rock from New York's Oceanator. Quite a few songs from the album Everything is Love and Death could have made the cut, but I'll go with Get Out, which has the energy, passion, driving rhythm, as well as a feisty guitar solo. Always a good thing in my book. I do, I find my way. second pick is the title track of Future Bird's new album, Easy Company. Whilst the rest of the album is decent, the title track featuring one Waxahachie is by far the standout. A lovely slice of Americana whose melody has been stuck in my head all month. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have picked. Just be sure to keep rocking the suburbs. Day.
Social butterfly, outflying in a hurricane. She's looking like a catalog model, and she wants to hang. Got no complaints, it sounds all right. Just an easy company's all I need tonight. I like the freaky way that you appreciate when the morning light hits the room just right, mumbling in tongues like your wires are crossed. When I thought I'd lost you, you said, when the day turns us back into strangers, I'm gonna hold this tight. Just me say,
also nice to hear some Ride Love.